One of the songs that Lynn was playing this morning as we gather, give thanks with a grateful heart. That wasn't planned. She played it, and it happens to be our opening song today too. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Here we go. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. And now let the weak say, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
We all know that it's Thanksgiving Day that is coming this Thursday. And I want to read to you the parable of the great banquet. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. The servant came back and reported this to his master. The owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you have ordered has been done, but there is still room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full.
The splendor of the King. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God.
Voice,
Are you thankful as you're coming up upon this Thanksgiving Day in about 4 days from today? We'll find out how thankful you are later on here in the service. So don't get any ideas of running out, Doran. You stay where you are. Some of the announcements that are in the bulletin I want to highlight today, because we can be thankful that we have announcements, right? One of them is that the property committee is going to be meeting after the worship service today. So those of you that are on the property committee, you will get your coffee and things like that and probably go and do some more deciding on what's going to take place with the change of carpeting here in the fellowship hall and the kitchen and the foyer and the hallways. And I think that's it. But if anyone here has something you would like to say to the committee, today would be a good time to do that. And then Tuesday, there is no more women's Bible study, but they do meet for prayer at 9:30, and anyone is invited to be a part of that, 9:30 on Tuesdays. There is nothing happening on Wednesday because there's no school, is there? No school. So when there's no school, there's no Joy Kids. And when there's no Joy Kids, there's no confirmation either. It's a wonderful thought. But... bummer as well. Thursday is no lunch with a bunch. It's Thanksgiving on Thursday, but we'd like to congratulate, there's a new grandpa who joins the ranks here of other grandparents here today. Where are you, Brian? There you are, way back in the corner. You know, that's a good place for grandpa and grandpas to be, right there in the corner. Congratulations on your grandson, named after my dad. And it's my middle name. Arlo. You don't hear that name very often at all. But we're glad that everything is well there and congratulate you on the news. And you even got to hold him? I think I saw you with a picture with that. That's wonderful. Just something to think about and that's coming up here is that there will be no Thanksgiving service on Wednesday night or a Christmas Eve service. Christmas Eve falls on a Sunday this year. Christmas Day is on a Monday. So we're not going to have a Christmas Eve service, as you may put two and two together there for that. And then on when it comes to Christmas decorating, the inside of the church, I'm looking for volunteers that would like to help. If you like to decorate, you got that kind of an eye and that kind of a touch. We're going to be meeting here a week from tomorrow is when you come, Monday and Tuesday of next week. At 9 o'clock, what time is it? 9:30. Come around 9:30, help decorate the inside of the church. It's interesting this year that I always thought that the first Sunday after Thanksgiving would be the beginning of Advent, the beginning of getting ready for Christmas. But this year, I don't know what they call it, because it's a Sunday that it's not Advent. Advent doesn't start till the first Sunday in December, because it's 4 Sundays before Christmas Day, and so that would be the first Sunday is the beginning of December, which is kind of unusual. So at any rate, if you'd like to be a part of decorating, got questions, call Becky Rowe. She'd love to hear from you. And then also we would like to let you know that this year we're going to do something a little bit different with poinsettias. If you bring a poinsettia or if you want to purchase a poinsettia. And we're going to have them up front here on some shelving that we've got, some new shelving that we got here. And then you can designate in memory of or in, someone that you would honor and have that little name tag on there. We'll put all of those in the bulletin on the 24th as far as who is honored and who is in memory of the poinsettias, so that you just be aware of who they're all for. They might not have anything on them when they're up here, but they will be listed on the Sunday on the 24th. And so what are you pointing your finger at me for? It's okay. So you heard it. If you get a poinsettia, put on the plant. If a little sticky note or something, or let call the church office, we will take care of that for you. It will be on the plant, so if you want to come up and look at it or whatever, you can do that. Okay, Karen? After Christmas, yeah. Otherwise, we're going to take them all and deliver them over to Karen's place. She's going to get all the poinsettias. So, all right, thank you very much for that. I think that is something that do a little special, but it also be a little more decorating as well. It's wonderful to see a little nice touch that comes this Christmas time, too. There's other things in your bulletin. I just want to let you know that next Sunday now, those of you that like to sing, and even if you think you know how to sing, you can see Bob Floss. He'd like to sing two songs, specially on Christmas Eve Sunday. Just two songs for just a choir. Call it the choir of the church. And so if you got questions, and it's kind of songs you've already sung, right, Bob?
Yeah. So they're actually from a musical that the choir did.
Yeah. Last year, I think it was.
Yeah. Those two. So we're going to start next week on that.
Yep. So it's just a little practice. And this is how he wants to have it done this year. Right, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. See me point my finger at you.
I got to check, though, with the...
You can get your coffee. You can have your refreshments out there. It's fine. But just know that there'll be practice that will... Well, let's listen to Bob. He'll say, okay, anyone want to sing, come out into the sanctuary, and we'll start practicing those two songs that come from that musical that was sung last year. So it's not going to be anything that was going to be very difficult, but I think it'd be a nice touch to have on Christmas Eve as well. So that is all the announcements I'm going to make, other than just saying that Ron and June Bryan sure did a nice job on Wednesday night with the adult fellowship. Shouldn't probably call it adult. It's Wednesday night fellowship is really what it is. And they told us about the ministry that they are part of down in Texas. They go down there every year. They've done it for many, many years. And they showed us pictures and told us about that. It's just a, you know, I can't wait till I retire. I think I want to go down there, kind of the way it looks. So they did a wonderful job. So I'd like to thank them for coming and doing that. And thank you for those of you that are on Zoom. Hey, Mom, if you're there, I'm waving to you. Let's all wave to my mom. Just kind of, you don't have to look back at the camera. You can go, there, see, that's for you, Mother. And those of you that are in Florida and in Arizona and who knows where else you may be, we are glad that you joined us today. Let us pray, and then I'm going to have Carter Johnson come up here and to lead us in responsive reading this morning. But let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this morning. We thank you, Lord, that Jeff is back with us after having surgery this past week on, you know, getting his heart tweaked a little bit there with a valve. And it's just amazing to know that that can be done on a Tuesday, and here he is back here with us this Sunday. And we're just grateful for your many answers to prayer and those that prayed for him, that he could be back with us today. And we also are mindful, Lord, of just the ones that are heading over to Tanzania, Africa. We pray for the things that need to be done, and that those things would all get taken care of, and that you would be with Patty and the team that goes over there in the coming months ahead, that it would be one of those times where everyone that goes will be blessed in ways, or see things in ways, or they'll come back different. There's no doubt about that. after going to Tanzania and seeing really how life there goes on rather than here in Milford, Iowa, or in the Great Lakes area here. So different. And there's other ministries too, Lord. Think of Haiti, we think of Mexico, places where we know of people that are being used, Texas, even in the United States. So Lord, we lift them up to you because we give you thanks for who you are as our God. And I don't know how you can do it, but that's why you're God and I'm not, that you can deal with all the things that go on, not only in governments and different countries around the world, but even in individual lives. You are a great God. You can work in different places, in different people that speak differently than we do, and you still call them to come. Come to you and to be able to come to that great banquet that you will prepare for all, as we heard about in the parable that Jesus gave to the listeners that in his day, in his time, it's still relevant for us today. So we thank you for everyone that has come here this morning, and may your blessing continue to be at work in all that takes place today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Carter, come on up here. I did give him something to step on, okay? Here you go, Carter. Well, let me turn this on. And you got to keep that close to your mouth, okay?
I know how to use a microphone.
Okay. I'll leave you be. Take it away.
Stand. Please stand for responsive reading.
Please stand. Okay. You're the L.
May God be gracious to us and bless us. Make his face shine upon us.
That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
May the people praise you, O God, may all the peoples praise you.
May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth.
May the peoples praise you, O God, may all the peoples praise you.
Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us.
God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Thank you, Carter. You may be seated.
On occasion, we have song stories. This is a Sunday morning that we're going to share Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. What about that? Robert Robinson had a rough beginning. His father died when he was young, and his mother, unable to control him, sent him to London to learn barbering. What he learned instead was drinking and gang life. When he was 17, he and his friends reportedly visit a fortune teller. Relaxed by alcohol, they laughed as she tried to sell their futures. But something about the encounter bothered Robert, and that evening he suggested to his buddies they attend an evangelistic meeting held by George Whitefield. Whitefield was one of history's greatest preachers, with a voice that was part foghorn and part violin. That night he preached from Matthew 3:7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath?" Bursting into tears, Whitefield exclaimed, "Oh, my hearers, the wrath to come, the wrath to come." Robert immediately sobered up, and since Whitefield was preaching directly to him, the preacher's words haunted him for nearly 3 years until December 10th, 1755. He gave his heart to Christ. Robert soon entered the ministry. And 3 years later, at age 23, while serving Calvinistic Methodist Chapel in Norfolk, England, he wrote a hymn for his sermon on Pentecost. There was a prayer that the Holy Spirit flood into our hearts with his streams of mercy, enabling us to sing God's praises and remain faithful to him. Come, thou fount of every blessing, has been a favorite of the church since that time. Would you please stand as we sing, Come Thou Fount? Come Thou Fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing Thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, found of Thy redeeming love. Just the ladies.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I'm come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure, safely through our right.
And the guides.
Jesus on me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God,
here to rescue me from danger, interpose his precious blood. And everybody on this verse, oh, to grace a greater debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it, seal it for thy courts above.
The praise band may be... You can leave. Oh, and you can be seated as well. And as they are going down, I just am reminded today, you know, of a song that was new to me many, many years ago. June and Ron Bryant sang it Wednesday night. And it's called The Family of God. I never heard this song once upon a time. And when I first heard it, I go like, wow. I can't believe that that includes me, and called the family of God. So I just know kind of the chorus part, and I'm just going to talk kind of the other two verses that go along with it. But it kind of goes like this. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by the blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family, and these folks are so near. Then one has a heartache. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. If you know the words, sing along with me. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by the blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king. No longer an outcast, a new song I sing. from rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong. I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God, I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. Are you thankful to be a part of the family of God this morning? Hope you are. I invite you to stand as we hear God's word to us today. It comes to us from Deuteronomy, the Old Testament, verses 1 through 11. It says, "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today." This is Moses talking to the Israelites before they go into the Promised Land. "So be careful to follow every command I'm giving you so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised an oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land that streams and pools of water with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I'm giving to you this day." Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words that was on Moses' heart as he spoke to the people. It was not in a place such as we have here today, like a sanctuary or a church building. He was outdoors when he delivered this. And I don't know how everyone could have heard him, but they did. So Lord, we pray today that you would open our ears, open our hearts to receive you, if we have not done so already, and that we would live for you because we want to, not because we think we have to, or try to make brownie points with you by doing this or that. But we just do it because our hearts long after yours. So be with us this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. When it comes to being thankful, everybody can do this. Everyone can be thankful, right? So, who wants to be first? And tell us how thankful you are today. That's okay. Go ahead. Anybody thankful here? All right. Thankful for Harbor of Joy friends. Hey, Jack. Okay, thanks, Jack. Dave, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. But go ahead. You can. That's okay. Go ahead. Thank you, Dave. See, it's not so hard. What are you thankful for? You don't have to stand up if you don't want to. You can just say it from where you're at. You know, we can do this, you know. It's okay.
Grandchildren.
Grandchildren. They change your lives, don't they? Just like when you have your own, change your lives too. But it's different with grandkids, as you'll find out. Denny. Okay, thank you, Denny. Great news, great news. Sorry, Carol, you can't see, but behind you, so.
I just wanted to say I'm thankful for the beautiful gift of life. And for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's great, Carol. Thank you. And I'm just thankful that you and Bob are here. You know, a year ago, you guys weren't here, I don't think. Well, so I'm just glad you're here. You know, something I'm thankful for, too, is those of you that bring treats. Refreshments after church. It's not that I eat them, but it's not because I don't like them. I just enjoy that you provide them and people enjoy being together after church. I've been in churches where when the pastor says kind of amen or you're dismissed, you know what happens? Everybody goes home. So I just love this when you hang around and you visit and you talk. And so some of you that leave really fast, you miss out on a lot of things that go on here, but to each their own. But I just love those of you that keep on doing this. And it's like, I hope our church doesn't get too big because pretty soon you're going to start complaining in the kitchen. There's too many people here. We're running out of coffee again. Well, that's all right. It's great to see. Anyone else that we're thankful for? Patty. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Thank you, Patty. Anyone else? Oh, man, we got lots of people. That's okay. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I'm thankful for God's grace, which is sufficient in me. His power is made perfect in my weakness.
Okay. Deb, go ahead. Oh, is it Karen or Deb? You want to arm wrestle? See who goes first? Okay. She's pointing to you. Go ahead, Deb.
Deb?
I mean, oh, sorry. I'm thankful for good memories. Lynn, go ahead, Lynn. Sorry. Okay, sure. Karen, go ahead. You're welcome. Thanks, Karen. I know we don't have everybody able to hear on Zoom here, but you'll just have to bear with us, people. So, go ahead, Roger.
Well, I'm thankful for my dad. A couple of things. First of all, he baptized me. Secondly, he confirmed me. And I'm thankful that he didn't let me think that that was good enough. I remember as a 12-year-old, at night, I had a dream, and I dreamed I died, and did not go to heaven. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I went to get my dad out of bed, and been helped by my bed, and I received Christ as my Savior at that time. Now, that's one of the most important things that my dad ever helped me do. The second most important thing that he helped me do is he wrote me a letter when I was in college, and he was a pastor at Rink, Iowa, and he says, we have a new family coming to church, and they've got a really cute girl.
Ha 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 ha. Well, I hope this doesn't cause a divorce on your way home today. I'm thankful for you, Roger, and to you, Barb, as well. I'm glad you went home. Good to have you here as well. Anyone else? Something you're thankful for? Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, very much. Anyone else? One more?
Ten.
Where? Oh, Wayne, sorry.
I'm thankful for our great caretaker. That's what's up.
That is quite a compliment, Karen. You know? Okay, did you have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Norma's car broke down, and she got the tire iron out, and she was, I don't know, the Birdman was a neighbor of hers that came by and stopped to help her fix your tire, right?
He stopped, and I was on the side of the road, and he said, "Have you got trouble, young lady?" I said, "I sure."
Okay.
So he picked me up and took me to the car and got the tire lot on my right front tire.
Sure. That's a very thankful story, isn't it? Things how God works in helping us when we need it, and we don't even know we were going to need that on that day when you got up. Well, I just had to do that so no one would fall asleep. You know, Doran? Oh, you want to say something, Doran? Well, thanks. Thanks, Doran. And I'm just thankful for you, too. Thankful for all of you in just getting to know you. You know, there was a day I didn't know who you were, and you didn't know who I was either. So just good to come together today and spontaneously do some things. I want to tell you a little story about my wife. She's very organized. I'm spontaneous. How do you think we get along? A lot like Iceland, fire and ice, you know? But I appreciate my wife, all that she does and says, and I appreciate her wisdom and the ways that she has helped me over the years to be who I am. And if it wouldn't be for her, I would not at all be who I am. So thank you, honey. Where are you? You're back there? Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll get back to the scriptures here. Moses is speaking. And I just want to let you know this when it comes to being thankful. Anyone can say these words. Every one of you here today can say these words. And you can say these either today after church, you can say them this week or somewhere along the way, but the words are like this. I am thankful for you because you have helped me, or I am a better person because of you. I want you to know that I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you are in my life. Anybody can say those words, and I think anyone who they're spoken to, it would make their day. And so it's a thankful Thanksgiving. It has a lot to do with these kinds of things. It's more personal rather than just thinking about turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy, even though I like those. But when you know that you are appreciated by someone, it goes a long ways. And who wouldn't want to hear those kinds of words? Moses is in that process here in Deuteronomy. of giving the people of Israel his last sermon before they cross into the Jordan. And they cross the Jordan River and they go into the Promised Land. And I want you to know that it's not a short sermon that he's giving them. I believe there's like 32 chapters in Deuteronomy. Moses would repeat a lot of the things that he told the people many years ago and up to this day as before they head over into the Promised Land. And he was not allowed to go into the Promised Land. He'd been their leader for 40 years. He got to go on top of, I think it's in modern-day Jordan, where it is today, up on some mountain, that he could not go in there because rather than speaking to the rock to give water to the people, he struck it twice. And we find out in the New Testament that the rock that he hit was Christ. And God said, you will not be able to enter the Promised Land because of not listening, not obeying my words. When I first read that, one of those times, I'd go like, piddly stuff. Really piddly. Well, he could not go into the Promised Land after all he had to do and what he had to put up with for 40 years in the wilderness. God is like that. Sometimes the little things we think that don't matter, they do matter. Big time in God's eyes. Moses, as he speaks in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy means second law. Deuter is second. Onomy means law. Second law, Deuteronomy, it's a big word, but it means second law. It was given the second time. And you know, knowing after you get 40 years old, you need to hear things more than once, don't you? It's kind of like that. And so he's telling them for the second time what God has done for them. He's reminding them. After 40 years of wandering around in the wilderness, you'd think it should have taught them something, but it was no Arnold's Park or picnic these 40 years for the people. It was an incredible time of seeing God do some very fantastic things. Things that have never been done since. How did the people know when to move? In the daytime, they had to follow what? A cloud. If the cloud moved, the people would follow the cloud. At night, it would be a pillar of fire. If the pillar of fire was moving, the people were moving at night. When they got hungry, they had manna. The word manna means, what is it? They would look outside of their tents. On the ground was the food for them to eat for that day. God gave that to them. And God knew that there were some in the group, too, that were very greedy. And that they would not just take what they needed for that one day. They would want to heap up and get a bunch of it. And God said, no, just take what you need because it'll be there the next day. But the people who took more than what they needed, the manna would turn into worms, to maggots. It would spoil. It wasn't worth it. Well, after a while, the people got tired of having manna all the time. And they said, you know, we want meat. They're tired of the same old thing. They did not like leftovers of manna. And so God provided quail. He brought the flocks of quail in that they could knock down and that they could eat. So God is taking care of them. God took care of them when they needed water. The people would complain about being so thirsty and not having any water. And many of them look back to, you know, we left Egypt when things were so good. I'd rather go back there than to be wandering around in this wilderness or this desert. And Moses is reminding them these 40 years, look what God has done for you. It hasn't been easy. But God's been there. The clothing and the footwear, it never wore out for over 40 years. Notice it said that their feet didn't swell. It didn't mean that they didn't smell, okay? But their feet didn't swell. They never did for those 40 years. You think it got people thinking about how good God has been to them over the years? Moses was their mediator. He was their mouthpiece, that he would hear from God and then he would repeat to them what God wanted him to say. And if they would just listen to what Moses would say to them, everything is going to be okay. Everything would be fine. Moses went up on top of Mount Sinai, got the Ten Commandments. As he's coming down, what does he see when he comes down? The people are going crazy. They're playing rap music. No, they're not. But Moses saw that what they were doing. They started worshiping a golden calf. They couldn't wait for him to come down from the mountain and took things into their own hands. He broke those Ten Commandments and later on had to go back up to Mount Sinai, and then God made him chisel out the Ten Commandments because he broke the ones that God wrote with his finger on the tablets of stone. We find here in Deuteronomy what Moses is telling the people is what's very important to them over all the years. This is what's really important in life. The first commandment, do you know what the first commandment is? Let's say it together. You shall have no other gods before me. Here's something very interesting. Again, in confirmation, getting students who have no idea what the Ten Commandments are. I just ask them, so tell me what the first commandment is. And they just kind of like, I don't know. And I just said, well, you're going to learn them. You're going to learn all 10 of them in order before you get done with confirmation. So I had a test this last Wednesday. One of the questions was, what's the first commandment? Guess what? They could write out the first commandment. They need help on the other ones, but they got the first one. And you look at it, it starts with God. And God is saying, there is no other God other than who I am, and I'm with you. Don't follow what the other countries are doing. Your neighbors or other tribes or whatever it is, they got their own gods type of thing. But remember, the gods they make, they're made out of human hands. They cannot hear, they cannot do anything. I am the only God. There was a purpose in those 40 years. We find in our scripture today that God chose to humble them, to test them, in order to know what was in their hearts. And that's really the reason why we come together Sunday after Sunday. We admit where we fail. It's not just on Communion Sunday when we say the prayer of, Lord, I just have not done what I know I should do. God wants to know what was in our hearts. Moses wanted them to be thankful to God for all that he had done for them and how God had provided for them, and that they would love God because they wanted to. They wanted to. That makes a big difference. You might have been a person who once said, I don't want to go to church. I hate church. But you're here today and you go like, I'm here because I want to be here. It makes a big difference when you want to be here versus if you have to be here. Forty years of Bible camp is really what they went through. 40 years. Camping out and walking and wandering around, learning things about who God is. Let me ask you this question. How many years have you attended church? How many years? For some of you, it's been many. For some, it might not be all that many. How many times have you gone to Bible camp or to the Bible conference here in the Great Lakes area? How many Bible studies have you been in? And when you look at the past, all those things I just mentioned, are you more dependent on God now than you were a few years ago? Is God more real to you today because of all these things? Or do you do them just because it looks good that you're there, but you really don't get anything out of anything, any of these things? Are you spiritually thankful for what God has done for you in your life? And that's why part of the reason why I just asked, who's thankful here today? And just because you didn't get to talk doesn't mean you're not thankful. If I was probably in your shoes, I would probably not say anything either. But it's just coming back to, like, there's so much to be thankful for when you think of what God has done and is doing. He's not done yet. It's all a matter of the heart. And Moses knew this, and that's what he really wanted the people to see here at the end of these 40 years, is that through all of that you've gone through, God wants to see what was in your heart. You're tested in a lot of different ways. Some of them were even killed or by poisonous snakes. Is God's salvation something you're thankful for? Where would you be today if it was not for God's love and grace given to you? Where would you be? Some of you say, I probably would not even be alive. Some of you would say, well, it sure wouldn't be here. But we can be thankful for what God has done, because his faithfulness is beyond words in a lot of ways. So we find here with Moses that he's kind of like a relay runner in track. Any of you that know anything about track, if there's relays and there's a baton that gets passed on to the next runner. That's really what Moses is doing here. He's passing the baton to Joshua and reminding the people of all that God has done for them. He's taken care of them through these 40 years. He's promised to be with you even when you cross the Jordan River and you go into Jericho, that great walled city. So don't drop the baton. You get disqualified. But don't run the race because you're afraid you might drop it. The Lord's with you. The Lord will help you to pick up that baton. He'll forgive you, and he'll help you to keep on running the race. The race of faith. But he wants to know what's in your heart. In it all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you're here today and you know what is in everyone's heart here this morning. You know where the thankfulness is at, where it comes from, why it is felt, why it is said. Lord, help us just not to be phony, baloney kind of people. But may we be people who value honesty and humbleness. And love others the way that you love us. Sometimes that's the hardest. So forgive us for not being the way you'd want us to be. You want us to be more like Jesus. May that always be our heartbeat for you. So may we be thankful as we get together this coming week with whomever it may be. For some, it'll be just family. For others, it may be just by themselves, but still thankful. It makes a difference of having a grateful heart. So may we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand and recite the Apostles' Creed together. Notice it says, I. It's not we, it says I. This is what I believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. You can see by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Receive the benediction. You may be seated. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and he opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son.
Sing that song.
And give him the glory.
What are those words?
Third verse.
This one?
The third verse. Great things he hath taught us. Great things he hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. The purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord.